Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Earlier today at the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, Australia's native son, Leighton Hewitt, lost in straight sets to Spain's Ferrer. And after the match, Hewitt retired. That's big news. But all anyone in tennis can talk about this week is a scathing report by BuzzFeed and the BBC that alleges match-fixing by the top male tennis players in the world. Mike Pesca, Here and Now's sports analyst, host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and occasional fill-in on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, You Were Great, joins us now. And Mike, tell us more about the allegations here.
Yes. So we should be, and thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
We should be clear that when we say the top, we're not talking about your household names, but we're talking about players who at one time or another were top 50 players. Mm-hmm. And over the years, BuzzFeed, BBC looked back 7 years to these investigations. Hundreds of players have come in and out of the top 50. But there's a group of 16 players who they've identified. Among these 16 players, winners of singles and doubles titles who the evidence strongly suggests either fixed matches, which is to say through a match, or fixed portions of matches, because the way betting is now, you could bet on the next serve, you could bet on the next set. So there's one player, for instance, who the evidence shows used to frequently lose the first set, and then I guess he would play the game straight. So this is, and it's not just a computer analysis of weird betting patterns. They sort of triangulated their findings. They found that gambling syndicates in Russia and Italy were involved and making highly suspicious bets. It's a huge black eye for tennis.
This is unbelievable. So you've said so many things there that are shocking to me. I didn't even know you could bet on a serve. But I heard tennis greats, now commentators, Pam Shriver and Chris Everett, talking about this during the Australian Open. And they were just out of their minds. I mean, Shriver said this is the MLB scandal of tennis, you know, meaning the steroid baseball scandal. Mm. So, you know, and also they were both saying USTA has got to get on top of this. Put this in context.
Well, I do think that it's big. I think it's very big. And I think that the authorities, the investigative authorities, who have so little money, you know, a budget of $2 million to try to root out all betting, and not just on the big tours or not just at the big tournaments, but we're talking about they found evidence of match fixing in the minor leagues of tennis, you know, where the 200th player in the world, right now the Australian Open's going on, but we're talking about tournaments in Turkey and Kazakhstan and Florida that are happening now in the lower rung of tennis. But yeah, if the sport cannot be considered to be on the up and up, especially in the opening round matches of big tournaments, this would shake the fans' faith. And this is what Kennesaw Mountain Landis knew when he was created to be the – where he was invited to be the commissioner of baseball after the Black Sox through the 1919 World Series. Like, the number one thing for any sport is it has to be on the up and up, or else fans will not follow it.
Well, Mike Pesca, in the minute we have, I just have to ask, you say they've identified – they haven't named, though, have they? Or
yeah. This is more of a journalistic, and I think maybe even an English journalistic constraint, because libel and slander laws are different there. But the BBC and BuzzFeed did the investigation. They said it wouldn't be fair to name the names because they didn't have a chance to analyze phone records and, I guess, get the full other side of the story. They point out that tennis authorities have all those records and can name the names, and top players who fear that their sport is being tainted, like Roger Federer, have absolutely called out for the naming of the names. Martina Navratilova, too. Because until we get these names out there, and I do have to believe that it's coming, they'll never be able to address what could be a really serious issue.
Mike Pesca of the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll follow this here and now.